The U.S. Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Counterterrorism has said U.S. drone strikes violate Pakistan's sovereignty. Ben Emmerson said on Thursday that the Pakistani government has clearly told him that it does not consent to the attacks. He added that Pakistani officials have confirmed at least 400 civilian deaths by U.S. drones. Pakistan's tribal regions are attacked regularly, with Washington claiming that militants are the targets. Demonstrations have been held across Pakistan over the past few months, condemning the U.S. for violating Pakistan's sovereignty. Liaghat Ali Khan is a professor at Washburn University who joins us from Kansas to give us his thoughts on this. Liaghat Ali Khan, we're looking at this report. At the same time, we're looking at the new CIA director, John Brennan, who at one point even denied the existence of this drone program, let alone the civilian casualties. What do you think Pakistan is going to do about this?
I'm not sure what Pakistan is going to do about this, but I think the United Nations rapporteur has made very clear three things which Pakistan should consider. First is that the drone policy violates the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Pakistan. Number two, that a lot of civilians are being killed, which totally belies the U.S. stand that only militants are being killed. And very important, I think the most important finding of the reporter is that the drone attacks traumatize a way of living, that the Pashtun people living in the tribal areas, they are under this trauma that anytime drones can kill them. And therefore, it is completely disrupting their normal way of life. And I think Pakistan is under an obligation to restore the normal life in the tribal areas, negotiate with the United States so that these drone attacks are stopped right away, because they are illegal, they are immoral, and they have no excuse in a civilized world.
And quickly, if you can, we're looking at the death toll of 400, some estimates putting that over 1,000. And more alarmingly, we're looking at how these drones, which are classified also under signature attacks, pretty much put civilians who are even in the area at risk, such as reports of the strikes targeting people who go to rescue the civilians who are caught up in this. Shouldn't there be a more proactive stance by the UN on this?
Yes, I think that is the crux of the problem, that maybe you can kill the killer. I think there's some justification that you can kill the killer. But that doesn't justify that you disrupt the normal way of life of millions of people. And I think what has happened is that the drone attacks have disrupted the normal life of many villages in the tribal areas. And ordinary people, you know, going shopping, going to their work, they are under this constant fear that they will be killed. And I think this is unacceptable. And this is what the United Nations has pointed out. And this is the crux of the problem. It's not killing the killer. It is disrupting the normal life of ordinary people living in the tribal areas.
Thank you very much. We'll leave it there. Liaghat Ali Khan, professor at Washburn University from Kansas. Thank you.